Talking as he tried to crush the bug that scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we could go. So he led me through the forest, through the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. The lizards were a race of people, practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. Would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of a healthy, friendly book. In all of Prussia, only one existed, and Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. The helping, friendly book, it seemed, presented the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the woods so soon. We saw of our eyes a raging river. We said we could swim it if we try. Night dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had thought. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of demons, from the land of the big baboon. But I never, never go in back there, and I couldn't if I tried. Come and go from the land of lizards. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks very much. Bye.